Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Is it too late now to say sorry? 'Cause I'm missing more than
I like Justin Bieber, though.
Never too late to say you're sorry.
Yeah, it is too late.
No, we're giving you 3.5 more hours.
No, I'm not doing it. I mean, I'm going to enjoy the time that I spend here with you people. But
are you people at 10:30? Are you kidding?
I mean, I meant that in the best way you could possibly mean
you
people.
Didn't. No, you didn't.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
It is a joke. Listen, I think it is big of all of us to apologize as a fan base to Nick Castellanos.
Nah.
We ripped this guy to shreds.
Rightfully so. You know what? I remember Philadelphia that I used to play in where when to rip a person, that was a badge of honor. And you it made you feel because you ripped them so bad that you helped get them out of the slump they were in.
I agree with you.
When did we get so soft,
man? No. I don't think this show is. And I try to be like that. Like when a player deserves it, I'll crush them. But then if they come around, I think this is the bridge, right? We still crush them when they stink. But if they come around and we realize we were too hard on them, it's okay to say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Nick.
No, he'd be all right.
No, he'll be all right.
But he'll need apology.
It's actually more about us. We need to do it as a fan base here. Kyle, I don't think this is about being soft. I actually think this is progressive.
Of course
he always
it
says
is.
He's progressive,
no,
but he's not.
Yeah. People are
not
stubborn.
In this moment.
You know what I think this is? I just caught this from Hugh.
What?
This has shades of like Mike Schmidt being jealous about the love the city has for Bryce Harper.
First of all.
Hugh's like, well, nobody ever apologized to me when I played.
That is it.
First of all, don't do me like that.
You.
That is not it.
I can read you like a book, buddy.
That is not it. I've never asked for an apology. Didn't care. And if I was playing bad, I knew I was playing bad. I mean, you know, the people in Jacksonville, they ridiculed me. And I told them, y'all know what y'all can do for me. Don't care. Do not care. I kind of feel like this in this situation. And let's not forget, this guy had a lot of opportunities. He failed a lot. And he's just now working his way out of it. It's been about a month, but still. He doesn't need apologies. He's okay.
Well, he's fine, but I think we need to apologize to him. 215-592-9495. Are you willing to apologize, Nick Castellanos? Reaction to the Phillies last night. Big win. Nola was excellent. Castellanos, a 3-run home run. Phillies win again. They've won 4 in a row. This team is playing good baseball right now. All right, let's hear from JT Realmuto. We'll get back to your phone calls and, of course, tell you what we're giving away today. JT, before the game yesterday, it was fun to hear this. I haven't heard the Phillies speak with confidence about themselves in a long time. Here's JT before the game.
We haven't been scared to say that since spring training. I mean, we think this team was built to win, and it's built to win a World Series. So anything short of that, you know, we wouldn't have reached our ultimate goal. Whether we win the division, win a postseason series, get to the World Series, none of that stuff is good enough for our team. We want to win the World Series, and that's our only goal.
You know what I sensed listening to that?
Confidence.
That's the first time they're speaking with confidence about themselves in a while. Because the last couple months, we didn't hear them talk about winning the World Series. Mm-hmm, it was just
because it's getting close to that time.
Yeah.
And it's time. The best part about what we're seeing right now is that it's happening at this time. This is one of those things. This is what I was worried about. And we still had a Braves series coming up. Let's not forget that. Braves still coming to town. Mm-hmm. I was worried about how long this slump was going to last and when do you get to the point where it starts to wear on you a little bit? You know what I mean? Because as a human being, you know, you feel, like you say, I'm the guy on the back of my car. But at some point, you get to the point where you're like, man, you know what? I don't know, because this has been a long time.
Doubt creeps in.
Yes.
I think it's like that for anything in any walk of life. If you struggle for long enough at whatever you do, you might start doubting yourself. And the Phillies, I felt like they were doubting themselves. They feel out of it now, a big part of it. Nick Castellanos. All right, 215-592-9494 to hop in. All right, along with the Castellanos apology, are you willing to apologize to Nick Castellanos? Kyle and I are doing it. I started it off. I'm getting the ball rolling here. Hugh obviously is afraid of an apology.
Apologize to my grown ass, man.
Yeah, he deserves one. Okay, but along with all that, we have a pair of incredible prizes to give away today. The first is you will win a pair of tickets to the Eagles official season kickoff watch party coming up next Friday night, September 6th. You can watch the game on the big screen, sit in the stadium seat. So we have that. And along with that, it's a double prize today. We have a spot. It just opened in the Midday Show Fantasy League. Draft is tonight. 5 p.m. at Chickie's. So obviously part of this is you have to be able to come to Chickie's tonight at 5 p.m. Live draft. You'll be in the league with us. A spot surprisingly open. We thought we had filled them all, but someone, yes, things come up in life, so someone couldn't make it. So we have a spot to give away. Now, this is a double prize here, so we can't just like give this away willy-nilly.
Are we not going to do Hughes Clues again?
Not today. Maybe tomorrow.
We don't need people angry with you today.
Yeah, yeah. They're already
angry.
It's a happy
day.
They're already angry.
Yeah, we're punishing you because you won't say you're sorry. Okay, so here's what we're doing today. The best Eagles chant when you call in will get the spot in the league and the two tickets to next Friday night's Eagles watch party.
All right, Eagles chant.
Yes, Scott. Today we're doing an Eagles chant. So what are we looking for? Obviously, you know, I mean, spelling. You got to spell it right.
Correct.
It's not that hard.
Well, you've had issues with that in the past.
You got to spell it right, and then obviously passion. You know, you got to.
Yes.
You got to bring the energy. I need energy.
I will give you an example of one that we got last year that might be my favorite.
Let's hear.
All right.
Give me an Eagles chant, Sammy.
Hey! Hey!
I forgot about that one.
I hope he got kids because he hit the middle notes.
Yeah.
Boy, it might be kind of tight.
Was it Sammy? It was Sammy? Yeah. Sammy is a great example.
Yeah,
all
I
right.
Just hope Sammy got children.
That's the bar.
All right. The best Eagles chant we hear today. 215-592-9494 wins a spot
blood
in the league. Oh, he might have popped something else. Spot in the league and, of course, a pair of tickets to the watch party next Friday. All right. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Are you willing to apologize to Nick Castellanos? This is not hard. He deserves it. I'm sorry, Nick. Maybe at some point Hugh will come around on this. Joe in West Berlin. Hey, Joe.
Hey, thank you for having me on.
You got it, Joe. What are you
not
thinking?
Apologizing to Nick Castellanos.
Tell him, Joe.
Why not,
Joe? Tell him why.
This is why. It's a brotherly love thing. It's a deeper type of relationship. If I'm not doing what I'm saying, or my brothers aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing, am I going to punch him in the arm? Yes. Do I want to hurt
or the
him?
Face.
Definitely. But
yeah.
I still love him. And there's no apologies for that. It's that type of relationship. So you guys touched on it before, and that's where I'm at.
So you think it's all fair and well? Like
Philadelphia.
We ripped him when he was bad. Now we cheer him when he's good, and we don't have to apologize for everything.
Yes, I think that's right. Yeah, because he admitted himself that he doesn't go up there to walk. So he admitted, without saying it, that sometimes he chases bad pitches.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're chasing too many bad pitches, you need to get, you know, smacked back into place so you don't chase as many. It's baseball situation.
Tough love,
right?
Baby. Tough love.
And tough love's a good thing.
So,
Joe, I agree with that. Tough love is a good thing. That's true. I mean, I think that every athlete here deserves that.
He trashed the bottom of the order while he was talking about it.
He kind
of
did, yeah.
He trashed.
He called his teammates
to
make
it. He's being real, though. And I like that about him. Right? Isn't he being real?
I've come to appreciate him the more he's here. Like, I accept him now for who he is. He's real is a good word, Joe. He's not going to sugarcoat things.
You put me in a bad situation, bad things happen.
Yeah, but true. But, you know, there's two things that open my mind. One is Topper's patience, because I was very impatient before.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a new respect for that. And I definitely have a respect for Nick's unapologetic way of playing.
I do too. Joe, it's made me like him more. I mean, Joe, we appreciate the call. It's made me like him more. So Joe makes a good point. You do as well, Hugh, that when it's brotherly love, it's Philadelphia. And I'm never going to sit here ever and tell anyone don't boo a player. In fact, when Taiwan gives up three runs today in the first inning, boo him out of the building.
Speaking of Taiwan Walker, let's apologize to him.
No, he doesn't.
And give him a standing ovation.
He doesn't deserve
it. No, I'm not.
He doesn't deserve it.
He's been out there working his butt off.
He stinks.
You know what, people today? You people, you need to give him a standing ovation. We're apologizing.
Cut his mic.
Since we're apologizing.
No, he doesn't deserve it.
He needs all the support that he can get.
God, stop. You are backwards,
he needs
dude.
The support that we can give him.
You know what this? Here's the.
We need to go into the stadium. This is what I want people to do.
No.
We need to go in before the game start. Go get you a Taiwan Walker jersey.
Oh, my gosh.
Get like the City Connect.
I'm going to be sick.
And wear those in one special section. And when he starts the game, I want you to take your hat off if you're wearing a hat. And I want you to give him a tip and say, hey, listen. Well, he probably won't hear you. Just clap. Just do the. And say, we believe in you.
I implore the audience. Listen.
And play Whitney Houston's I Believe the Children Are Our Future. I believe the children are our future.
What
teach them well and let them.
What do you think jerseys cost these days? $120?
Ooh, they're not cheap.
Okay.
Then you just bought a jersey for baby girl.
I bought
my
Jalen Hurts. I got an Eagles jersey. Those are like 90 for kids jerseys.
Yeah, that's cringy.
If you're willing to donate money, do it to the Eagles Radiothon. Please do not do it to Taiwan Walker's Fund.
As a matter of fact, we have another gift that we're going to give away. Monday Night Football at Chicken and Pete's Players Lounge Experience with Brandon Graham. And, of course, me and my man Ike Reese is going to be there. This is a great thing to bid on. Right now it's at $1,000, and it's like at $1,100. We need more money, people, because this is a great time. Brandon's there. Brandon's a great guest. He always is. My man Ike Reese is going to be there, going to be signing autographs. And it's always a party at Chicken and Pete's on Monday Night Football. So we need this money. This is for Eagles Autism, people. Eagles Autism, this is a great fund. This is a great foundation. They've been raising a ton of money. And this $1,100 bid, that's just too low right now. We need some more bread.
Let's bump that one up. So,
come on.
You mentioned earlier that brotherly love is good, right? It's a good thing. We can boo players. I fully agree with that. I'll never tell you not to boo a player. But I do think, and I'll just call myself out on this, sometimes we go too far.
A little bit.
And we say a player is bad when they're not actually bad. They're just playing poorly. Or when they stink. But so I said in June, Nick Castellanos stinks and does nothing well on a baseball field. He's better than that. His career says he's better than that. The reason I won't apologize for any of the Trey Turner stuff is my point has been since he got here, this isn't a $300 million player. He's good. I mean, I recognize Trey Turner's a good baseball player. I don't think he's a great one right now. And it's why I've been frustrated, you know, a lot of his time here in Philadelphia. That's real. The Castellanos thing, I went too far. I said he couldn't play anymore. And obviously he's come back from that and played to a pretty high level. An 860 OPS over 2+ months is not nothing.
Yeah, this is invasion of the body snatch.
It's not body snatch. This is looking
far,
in the
Joe?
Mirror and saying, I have to do this today.
Nah.
He deserves the apology.
Nah.
Taiwan stinks.
He's
Castellanos
doing his
doesn't stink.
Job. He's doing what he's been paid to do.
I understand that.
And he got more opportunity to go out there and correct it more so than anybody else.
Because he's an Ironman.
Yeah.
Hasn't missed a game.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I do give him that, though. He is a tough hombre.
He
no
plays every single day. Dustin in the Northeast. Hey, Dustin.
Joey G. Hog, how are you?
What's up, man? Dustin?
Yo, Hog, how many gummies? Did you eat this morning?
First of all, Dustin, I do not partake in gummies on work days. That's a staple of mine. Never on work days. Only on the weekends.
And you might have to take a couple extra working with Joey G, dude. This guy's driving
nuts. A lot of people think that, yeah.
Hey, listen. I'm in like a weird spot with Nick Castellanos because my daughter, I was telling Kyle, my daughter is a diehard Nick Castellanos fan ever since he got here. So I was never on Joe's side where he was saying how bad he truly was. There's only one player, honestly, and I think I should bring it up. I was very vocal about it. Jalen Hurts, a couple of years ago before he started turning it around, how you felt about Nick Castellanos is how I felt about Jalen Hurts. And I think it's the right thing to do for anybody that was ripping him as much as you were, Joe. I think he does owe an apology from people. But at the same point, your last caller, Joe, couldn't have hit it more on the head. We're a city where when you're not playing good, we're going to let you know. And we expect you to play good. We expect you to be running out ball. Like, the other night with Bellum, he's starting to really rub me the wrong way because he's grounding out in the double plays, and then he's, like, putting no effort in the running down first base. I'm expecting him to get through. But, Todd.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Kidding me with Taiwan Walker? We should give him a standing ovation?
No, I'm not. If we're giving out apologies, might as well apologize to him,
too. He doesn't deserve one.
He deserves our support.
No, he deserves support. He deserves a pink slip.
See, hold up, Dustin. Don't try to switch the conversation. The gist of the conversation is that Joe over here all of a sudden has become Mr. Softy and wants to give out apologies for a guy that's supposed to have been doing his job months ago that just started doing it.
It's not soft. It's manly to admit you're wrong and apologize.
Okay, well, admit you're wrong about calling Taiwan Walker garbage.
He's not wrong about that.
I might overstep with that.
You're being ridiculous.
That might have been a little bit ridiculous. Taiwan stinks. But we should support him. No. How about that?
The dude's been out with a finger blister for 3 months, dude. Are you kidding me, dude?
Okay,
Now you're the soft one.
Maybe I went too far with
soft.
That.
Yeah, why don't you get a hold of AI? You were playing when he was big. Can't we get him one of those finger sleeves that Alan used to wear all the time, dude? Maybe that'll help a little bit.
All right, Dustin, you got an Eagles chant for us, Dustin.
You know, I can't make it tonight. I totally forgot, Kyle. That is my apologies. But I want to leave on a good note.
Okay.
You know what's funny, dude? Every time I watch the Phillies and they're home and I see my man Bryson Stott come up and I hear his theme song, all I could picture is Hugh Douglas.
I like that song, man. I'm a big A-O-K.
Fellas, you guys have a hell of a show, man. You guys are the best, dude. You guys are great.
Appreciate you, man. Living in this big blue world. With my head up in outer space. That's what you got your head up in outer space. They talking
no,
about
No, my head is screwed on perfectly straight. Sometimes you have to say you're sorry. It's part of growing. Sorry is not a part of my vocabulary. Well, you know what? You need to grow here.
Even when I'm wrong, I'm right. That's probably why I'm by my damn self. Still.
We're getting more introspection into Q here. Kyle hit it. Now you're hitting it yourself. All right, let's go to Bill in South Philly. What's up, Bill?
It's Bill. I'm the tall guy. Tall guy's here, the money man.
What's up, buddy?
South Philly. Listen. Mom found out.
That you were trying to get rid of her?
That he was trying to give you the room in his house.
Yeah, you can't do that, man.
She found out that I was trying to give you the room, Hugh. What do I do now?
You apologize.
Say you're sorry, Bill.
Get her a gift.
Hugh, Muffy and I need a place to stay. Can we stay with you at the hotel?
Bruh, it's getting tight up in the hotel. All these shoe boxes and stuff I got. I feel like the cat lady.
Just for a little bit.
Shouldn't have said
come on, Bill offered you a room. Let Bill stay with you.
No, I can't stay with me.
Just for like a week, Muffy and I we'll sleep on the couch. It'll be all right.
Not so much the cat lady. I'm what's they called, the hoarder. I feel like a hoarder.
Yeah,
a little bit of a.
That's
hoarder.
A lot to be a hoarder.
Yeah, in a place that's not yours.
Listen, do you guys use Easy Pass?
Yeah.
No, don't do that.
Oh,
don't,
I'm sorry, Bill. I apologize.
Don't. They're job killers, man. They're trying to take Bill's job.
Yeah, I'm just an apology a minute on the show today. All right, Bill, I'll get rid of my Easy Pass. Are you apologizing to Castellanos?
No. Hell no.
Why?
No way. No. He does what he does. It's the same thing every year. He goes up, he goes down. He goes up, he goes down like a roller coaster. You go up. You go down, and you know what? It all ends up in the middle. It's all the same. It's all about 25 to 30, about 90 to 100 RBIs every year, no matter what. But you live with it, and, you know, he's okay. He's all right. Mama likes him. Mama thinks he's cute. Mama thinks he's really cute.
Well, I guess,
as long as Mama likes him.
Yeah, I'm sure she's not the only one. Bill, give us an Eagles chant. You got one for us?
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
E-A.
Oh, that was terrible.
E-A-S-E-G-A.
Bill, we appreciate our first one today. What do we think?
Not a winner.
The bar is low. We could jump over that one.
Yeah, that was good and horrible.
Without question.
we agree on
so
something.
You're not letting Bill stay with you for a week?
Mm-mm.
I mean, he offered you a room.
Man, I'm antisocial, man. Like, listen, I know I do a radio show every day, but I'm not that friendly in person. I'm a little standoffish. I skew a little Angelo Cataldi. When that like as far as that's concerned, you know, Angelo, like when he gets around a crowd of people, he gets a little reserved, a lot reserved.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll you a little Angelo Cataldi.
You know what might help you become a?
That's why I do the gummies.
A little bit more open.
What's that?
Be more willing to apologize.
Nah, definitely.
I think it would help you in a lot of ways.
Definitely not doing that. Not to a grown ass man who's making what 200 some odd million dollars, who has had more opportunities to fail than to be successful. No, they don't, because it don't work like that in the real world.
But you know what here's the reality. The reality is he doesn't totally stink. He is closer to decent or pretty good
and
he's terrible.
No, and he's been healthy. Yeah. He's been tremendously healthy. But I look at it like this, man. Like anybody else in that situation that he was in that did the things that he was doing early in the season, they would have sat him down a while ago. They probably would have sent him down if you're being realistic about it. I mean, he's had opportunity after opportunity to work his way out of this. And I'm happy that he's finally starting to do that. And he deserves his flowers. But if you're asking me to sit here and say, hey, buddy, I'm sorry. First of all, I didn't say he stinks or anything like that. But if I did say
but
that.
But you stood around while I said it.
I did because I let you cook.
Yeah,
I let you
cook. You did let me cook that day.
Yeah, I'm not apologizing for that. Because some people felt that you were well within your rights to say what you were saying.
Well, that's why we're opening the forum today, that you could call in and say you're sorry. Because I wasn't the only one that
it's
felt it. It's not too late, Hugh. It's only August. We got a lot of season to go here. Don't you think it will help the whole vibe of the team if we all apologize to Castellanos?
I think the vibe is going very, very well right now. They looked really, really confident yesterday. And I know that this is the second series they won. The confidence is coming back and at the right time. Now let's see what you do against the Braves. Because tell you what. The Braves aren't afraid of you.
No, they're not. I'm not afraid of the
and
Braves.
And they're going to come in, as you shouldn't be, but going back to that last series in Atlanta, as decimated as they are, they looked at you like they were the NL leaders.
Sure, yeah. Well, they're chasing, and then they have to win these games. And they just won the last two in Minnesota. 215-592-9494. I want everyone to apologize to Nick Castellanos today. Are you willing to do it? I did it. Kyle put himself out there and did it. Hugh is afraid to apologize. It's not that big of a deal. Just say, I'm sorry to Nick Castellanos. I was too hard on you. You don't stink as much as I thought. He has been on a heater. Reaction to the Phillies win last night. We're going to get to the Eagles as well coming up as they had cut down day yesterday. A couple surprises. Not too many, but James Bradbury certainly being here is a little bit of a surprise. We'll get to what they didn't do coming up. Also, it is the Eagles Radiothon. So Devontae Smith is scheduled to join us in the next hour. Kylie Kelce, noon. Elliot later on. No, Elliot's with us all the time. That's not as exciting as Devontae and Kylie Kelce, but we're always excited to have Elliot on. But
Elliot's an idiot.
I don't think so, but some people do. So We have some great things you could bid on for the Eagles Radiothon, and all the proceeds go to the Eagles Autism Foundation. So let me hit you with a couple of these. So one, if you want to just make a quick donation, you could just donate. Text the word midday to 53209 to make your donation. There's also a great, and Kylie's going to tell us about this when she comes in, there's a shirt that she and Jason designed for $30 that you can also bid on.
That sounds pretty cool.
You can just buy it. Yes, it is awesome. And Hugh, there's three different experiences that have to do with our show. So one of them is to come on and have a behind the scenes and hang out with us during the show. You could bid on that right now at the Eagles Radiothon. You could also bid on a remote broadcast. You know what that means? We come to you.
Yeah, we get to go to somebody's place.
Wherever you are,
as long as y'all have bacon, we good to go.
Yeah,
feel bacon.
I don't think they put that in the fine print.
No, I don't think it is either, but it would be nice. Whoever wins this, have some bacon.
You promises to come to your house to do the show.
And I'll be festive.
Please have bacon in the fridge. That's actually not a rule, but we're making it one. The other one is a gaming experience. You're going to play video games with the winner of the bid. So the current bid on the video game experience with Hugh is $700.
Yeah, we need more money than
yes.
that, man.
Behind the scenes here, $500, and then $1,000 is the current bid for us to come to you for a live show. Wherever you want us to be, we'll be there. So there's so many great things. You mentioned Big Dom, Hugh. You can spend the day with him. There's a lot of great things you could be part of here.
Yeah, and here's one that I think is going to catch somebody's eye, man. You can be an Eagles equipment assistant at a Philadelphia Eagles game.
Sounds like something you would do.
That sounds like, listen, man, if I didn't already work for the company and get access and going on the field and stuff like that, I would do this. But listen, you get, from what I'm hearing, you get to dress up as one of the equipment guys. You get to perform equipment department duties as assigned. That means you get to hand out jerseys. You might have to get to hand out jock straps and things like that. You will be outfitted in official NFL sideline gear. Dude, you get four tickets located at the 100 level. Includes one ticket for the equipment assistant for a second half plus three tickets for guests. This is all happening for the 2024 season. And it's Eagles home game scheduled to take place at Lincoln Financial Field. So listen. This bid is at like $2,900. We need more money for that because that's a great game day experience. You're going to be down there with everybody on the field. And if you're lucky, if you do your job correctly, Jalen Hurts might ask you for a jockstrap or something. You might get him to sign it.
That's a once in a lifetime right there.
Get him to sign a jockstrap. That's a unique item if you can get that to happen. I don't think it's going to happen because he's probably going to look at you like you're weird. But the whole purpose of this is that you're going to be there and you get to meet these guys. So we need some more money on this item. You need to bid on this item right now. Like I said, it's $2,900. Need to bid a little bit more money.
EaglesRadiothon.com for all of these experiences. All right, 215-592-9494. Are you willing to apologize to Nick Castellanos? We'll dive into the Eagles next. Devontae Smith next hour. And best Eagles chant we hear today gets you a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy League draft tonight. And a pair of tickets to the Eagles watch party September 6th against the Packers. Right here on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.